nurses in our hospitals $60 and $70 a month. And it's very hard to get good people to stay in jobs when they have to live at a level represented by that salary. So for that reason and for many others, we do need more money than we have at present. As a matter of fact, I had to spend, or did spend, practically the entire month of January in Washington, where we have some legislation pending before Congress, which we hope will result in the giving of the local government the revenue that comes from rum manufactured here in these islands. If we get that revenue, then we think we will have enough money to run our government and run it on a basis of which an American community can be proud.
And then I wanted to ask you about small industries that the people could take part in. You'd like to have a lot of new ones on that score, wouldn't you?
Oh, yes, it would be extremely helpful. Remember, we are a very small community. There are only a little over 30,000 people in the Virgin Islands. And so any new industry that would employ 500 or 1,000 people makes a big difference in this community. We do think that it is possible and quite probable that a number of small industries, some locally sponsored, some coming down from the states, will establish themselves here in the Virgin Islands and mean a great deal to our economy. For example, there has been the suggestion, unfortunately it hasn't materialized, that such a thing as the manufacture of pipes, other types of woodwork and handcraft, small manufacture of various kinds is entirely practical in this community and in some respects may be more advantageous than other places in the states. So we do think that small industry has a future and will mean a tremendous amount to the economy of the islands.
Of course, the tourist business, I bet, is booming now. You can't get anything here. Pretty near they could have during the war when people slept in the same, three different people slept in the bed in shifts. Well, they could pretty near do it down here now. The tourists are flocking in. And I think maybe some of the feeling about coming to the Virgin Islands dates back to the time when a lady writer arrived in St. Thomas and spent 3 days sitting on the stone terraces, maybe up at the Bluebeard, I don't know, and drinking island punch. And she went home, wrote an ecstatic magazine piece telling how you could live in St. Thomas on 50 cents a day. They had quite a time, I understand, for a while, because whole families would arrive expecting paradise at bargain basement prices. Well, it's paradise, you know, but costs a little more. Do you think we should give them a little bit of an idea of what it costs to come here?
Yes, I think we should. That 50 cents a day is amusing, but it isn't so amusing to people who come down here and think they can get away with it. As a matter of fact, the cost of living in these islands is comparable with what the cost of living would be in the continental United States. We do save on some things. When we build our houses, we don't have to put in central heating or any heating at all because it never goes down below 68 or 70 degrees. We don't have to buy fur coats, which you mentioned, or other heavy clothing. But the saving of clothing and fuel is about the only major difference between our expenses of living here and our expenses in the States. We unfortunately have to import quite a bit of what we need in clothing, some food, and a great deal of the materials used for construction and other purposes. So I would say that even for the most economical person, the cost of living would be at least 75% of the cost in the States, and in many cases, considerably higher.